This is The Takeaway. I'm Anna Sale, in for John Hockenberry.
Hey, I got a non-emergency. My terminally sick mom, I just found her dead.
It's a story where we know the ending from the very beginning. A daughter calling 911 to report that her mother has died. What happened leading up to that moment is the subject of a new show called Time of Death. It's a Showtime series following eight people as they succumb to terminal diseases, making visible their most painful moments and how they and their loved ones confront the coming end.
I cry easily. I cry all the time. If I touch him or I see him take a breath, it's like I want to tell him, take that next breath, you know? Even though I know it's better for him not to take that next breath at this time because he's been through so much. But it's hard to let go.
A voice from a mother profiled in the series. Creator and co-executive producer Miggy Hood conceived of the show at the time of the death of her own mother. Though Hood was always close with her mother, her siblings were not. In fact, they hadn't spoken in years or all gathered together until the final days of her mother's life.
They didn't have any contact whatsoever for about 25 years, one of them 18 years, another in 7 or 8. And I looked after her, but from far away, from L.A., and she was living in London. And so I went over there when she went into the hospital and realized very quickly that she was nearing the end. So I called them in. They didn't actually respond initially because they didn't really believe it. But when they did finally show up, the timing was sort of extraordinary because she had just had this massive seizure and I thought she had died. So they arrived at that moment and we were sort of gathered around the bed. And at that point, her eyes opened and she saw these children that she hadn't seen for so many years. It was great. She was happy to see them. So they had a reconciliation. And after she died, I just sort of began dwelling on the fact that there's still this kind of disconnect that people have about acknowledging that life is short and we need to pay attention to our relationships.
I want to talk about Maria and her children. Maria is a character we meet very early on. She's a 25-year-old daughter as well as a teenage son and another teenage daughter. And their relationship, the 25-year-old Nicole and Maria, the mother, is so striking because you are showing that not only is acceptance and denial and figuring out what that dance will be like when you know that someone you love is going to die, it shows that, but also it shows you capture on film the way she's withholding medical information from her children.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that she's trying to protect them. And it leads finally to a moment where Maria tells her daughter that she's scared. Let's take a listen.
I thought I'd tell you I'm scared. For the first time, I'm like really scared this time. Before I shrugged it off.
Yeah.
And thought, oh, we'll get it under control. Oh, the next drug will be the key.
Yeah. So sorry, Mom.
I know. It spread like wildfire and now it's here and now I'm losing hope. So for the first time, I'm actually really scared and really sad.
And that's the first moment you really see Maria, the mother, turn to her daughter and say, I don't know what to do here.
It's a powerful moment. It gave me goosebumps just listening to it. Honesty. I mean, that's a huge issue in human relationships. You see Nicole and the kids get upset that she's not honest. I mean, the son says it pisses him off that his mother won't tell him what's going on. And she thinks that the best thing as a mother is to keep it to herself. My opinion is that honesty is a hugely important issue with families because it's clearly better when Maria is open, but she can't bring herself to do that until she's really made very vulnerable by the process, by the medication, by the reality. I mean, she comes completely undone and comes back together again.
So we're halfway through this series at this point. Three episodes have run. There are three more episodes to go. Has anything about the audience reaction so far surprised you?
No. I think that people fall into two categories, people who want to watch the show and people who don't want to watch the show. And I think actually the people who don't want to watch the show, oftentimes they have personal experiences that are too close and too visceral and too immediate for them to separate enough to be able to watch the show objectively. I would say that it's quite cathartic for those people I know who have had personal experiences. And I mean, who of us hasn't really. It can be very, very good to see things that are familiar and to know that there are other people out there who have gone through or are going through something that you've gone through. So I think there's a comfort in that because nobody participated in this who didn't want to do it. So,
were you aware of that as a filmmaker, as you're capturing these stories of the final months, weeks, days? I mean, that is an added responsibility beyond what any documentary filmmaker usually. You are
very
writing,
aware. Very, very aware, and there was a huge amount of sensitivity involved in how we entered into these people's lives, and you'll see many scenes in the show where doors are closed, and people say, "I don't want to be filmed right now," and that was respected absolutely, unequivocally.
And I'm curious. Having made this show, Time of Death, having looked so closely at death, do you find yourself thinking more about the end of your own life, or is it...
Yes. I have to say, yeah. And reliving the experience of my mother dying and thinking about her life. Yeah, definitely. It's a double-edged sword, honestly. And I think, obviously, that is why people, generally speaking, don't want to think about it. Don't want to think about death because it's, it's not fun. And it's quite a bizarre concept, really, that we are all going to die. But I hope that by giving it a nod, that we will pay more attention in life.
Miggy Hood is the creator and co-executive producer for Showtime's new series, Time of Death. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.